Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Who are we trying to kid? City limits? The NFL, in the end, is what people care about. We can talk all we want about these other sports. People want to talk NFL. That's what they want to talk about. I was just looking at the top-rated shows for 2024, and it's all NFL. That's all it is. In 2023, NFL games were 93 of the year's top 100 broadcasts. 93 of 100. And the only other thing was something, was it the Emmys? I think it was the Emmys. Political programming got one show. I don't know what show that was. And the Thanksgiving Day Parade, which you could also say is kind of football related because everybody's waiting to watch football or maybe already watching that. It's unreal. So that being said, let's get to the NFL, shall we? 2 weeks in, and I'm going to start you with this question. And we can toggle this in and out with Steeler questions, too, 2 weeks in. What's the biggest story in the whole NFL 2 weeks in? In my not-so-humble opinion, it's Tua. This has become just a giant storyline. And in some ways, a sad one. I mean, when I saw him the other day, and it looked like his hand curled up again, the way it did on that hit against the Bills a couple years ago. And for a while last year, this offense was absolutely lighting it up. This guy led the league in pass yards. I think there's a lot of big stories, but the future of Tua has suddenly become, for at least right now, the biggest one, in my opinion. That really pulled at people's heartstrings around the league. You had tons of former players saying, listen, it's time to go. You had Manti Te'o, who's had a relationship with Tua for a long time. He was crying on NFL game day. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
I was watching that live. I mean, there's people who really want this guy to get out of football for his own good. I think that's the biggest story 2 weeks in. How about you?
Yeah, because that's really a story that transcends more than just football. It becomes more of a life story. And I think a lot more people, it's the biggest story because people outside of football are also seeing it, and it's becoming a lot of a health story as well, because this is 4 concussions in 2 years. And the next one, I don't think Tua has a choice, but he has to retire. And Mike McDaniel thought it's not fair for people to question it. Tua should retire right now. It should just be on his health and also his chance to get back into football. So, yeah, I mean, there's big stories like Sam Darnold, the Steelers being 2-0 is a decent story. Christian McCaffrey being hurt is a significant story. Same thing with Jordan Love. But Tua is number one because of, again, it's history repeating itself. And it's just hard to watch because I saw what you saw with his hands clenching right away. And as soon as he went down and was down for a couple seconds, you knew exactly what it was.
I'll tell you what I think the second biggest story is, and it's also quarterback related and a quarterback who's out of the lineup suddenly, although certainly not by injury and certainly not by his own choice, and that's Bryce Young. oh my gosh, does this guy look like an absolute bust? And you have to wonder, is it more about Carolina and the dysfunction there, or more about some of the concerns people had going into the draft? They're going to look forever horrible because they took him over C.J. Stroud. They're going to look forever horrible from that draft. Unless he has a rebound there, unless C.J. Stroud suddenly becomes not good, and I don't think that's going to happen. This is horrifying. Is he among the many, I believe, in NFL history, talented quarterbacks who got ruined by going to a dysfunctional franchise? Or is he just a bust?
1,000% he's on a dysfunctional organization that has ruined him.
Or both, yeah.
He is an owner that's throwing drinks at people, that's getting in trouble with the fans and with businesses around the area. People are just not happy with what's going on with David Tepper. Are not happy. And they brought in an offensive coach for him last year. It did not work out. They brought in another offensive coach for him. And the only weapons that he has is Deontay Johnson. Miles Sanders, who seemingly has disappeared in the NFL landscape. And they have Adam Thielen, who's past his prime. The offensive line that he has is bad. Their defense is not good. Bryce Young, the crazy thing about this for me is he was the number one recruit out of high school. He was the number one pick in the draft. He was the best quarterback in college. And by all accounts, everyone picked Bryce Young as the better quarterback over C.J. Stroud coming out of college. This is a significant...
Is that right?
Yes.
That was not a story going into that draft?
He was the number one guy.
Split on him?
He was the number one guy in most circumstances. This is not like a split decision like it was in... I mean, think of the last couple NFL draft classes. Like Caleb Williams was kind of, people knew he was probably the first quarterback picked. But some of the other drafts, like the Baker Mayfield draft, I think about the year Zach Wilson went 2. Some people say, maybe Zach Wilson will go 1. Maybe he's that type of talent. Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
This was, pretty heavily. Remember the Tua draft when Tua was still tanked for Tua and then Joe Burrow ended up being the first pick? Bryce Young, in all accord of NFL insiders, he was the guy. And C.J. Stroud, obviously, a really good career at Ohio State.
So is it more about the Panthers or Young?
It's Panthers. I think the Panthers.
And then, because they hired Frank Reich, and he lasted only 11 games. I mean, your best thinking, if you're David Tepper, is to bring in a guy you think is a quarterback guru, and you only give him 11 games? What are you doing? And also, what I think people forget is that Patrick Mahomes, the greatest quarterback maybe of all time on his way to being, the best in the league right now, he sat a year.
He sat a year. Yep.
You know who else sat multiple years who's
Jordan
still
Love.
Pretty good? Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers. We live in a world, a sports world, maybe a world at large, where if you don't get immediate results, you move on to plan B. And I just think it's crazy.
Brock Purdy sat. 7th round pick, I know, but Brock Purdy sat. Look where he's at.
Like, how could it not help you? Remember the famous Kenny Pickett quote about he didn't learn anything from sitting? But he also sat at the beginning, but that's I just remembered that quote for a minute. A lot of quarterbacks, like, how could it not benefit you to learn for a little while?
Lamar sat.
To learn from the other guy's mistakes. To watch. To slowly come along. This headline, I was just reading a piece during the break. Panthers rush to start Bryce Young is QB malpractice seen all too often in the NFL. I agree. And I also think there's quarterbacks scattered through history that were, good or bad, products of their system. Or at least I can think of, and we'll never know, of quarterbacks who went into great situations. Does Ben thrive if he goes to Cleveland?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Now, Ben is also such a great talent where I think he could overcome some
maybe
things. But Bryce Young, I think he's still a decent player. He has not helped himself, too. He's not free of all grievance here.
Does Tim Couch thrive if he goes to a Super Bowl team right away? I don't know, man. All these questions from history. But to me, that's the second biggest story in the league right now is, wow, like, is that going to be it? For that guy, let's do a little early MVP watch, shall we? Limitless Wonder?
Yes.
Who's
you know
your
who
early...
I pick?
Who? Who? J.K. Dobbins?
It's a combination between two men, but I'll give you one instead because you might pick the other. Welcome aboard the Sam Darnold train with the Minnesota Vikings. Look, I keep trying to tell people, Sam Darnold, he has the arm. What a throw he made to Justin Jefferson. Sure, you could say it's in a dome. He was standing in his own end zone with the pocket presence of a veteran NFL quarterback like Tom Brady would throw it. And he delivered an incredible ball. They upset the 49ers. They're 2-0. Minnesota looks pretty good. Kevin O'Connell, good coach. That defense, pretty good. Good situation for Sam Darnold, and he looks like he's humming. Also, Baker Mayfield, don't look out. Look out for Baker.
I'll raise you a Sam Darnold, and I'll raise you a Baker Mayfield with a Dr. Derek Carr. He's in two games. This guy's 30 for 39 for 443, five touchdowns, one pick, and a ridiculous 142.4 rating. If they handed out this award after two games, Derek Carr would already have his speech ready. Limits. He leads the league in completion percentage. He leads the league in touchdowns, or is at least tied for that. He leads the league in passer rating. He leads the league in average yards per attempt, 11.4. Nobody else is even close. Derek Carr is your MVP. You like that?
I've never been a big Derek Carr believer, but he's definitely having a pretty solid season this year. And he almost won the MVP with the Raiders that one year. What, he finished second?
Yeah. I mean, this is sort of an exercise in silliness.
Well,
that we're two games in, but let's give Derek Carr his props.
Yes. Let's give him his flowers. How about Darnold is thrown for almost 500 yards, a 112 quarterback rating. He's completing 72% of his passes, four touchdowns.
Well, you know what else is interesting?
He has fumbled twice, though. Not lost them. He hasn't lost any, though.
That's just luck, whether you lose or not. You should be credited with the fumbles. Although guys do get credited with fumbles who don't deserve to be. Like, Justin Fields has two fumbles this season. I don't know the answer to this, but were either of them his fault? Why doesn't Zach Frazier get credited with a fumble there?
I agree.
Do they credit offensive linemen, centers,
no,
with fumbles?
No, they don't.
They should. Is that just a team fumble?
Maybe it should be half
the
a
offensive
fumble.
Lineman.
Half a fumble either side.
Yes, it should. All those guys have been available. Isn't that interesting? And do we someday look back and say, man, the Steelers should have gone after Derek Carr. The Steelers should have gotten Baker Mayfield. The Steelers should have gotten Sam Darnold. The Steelers should have gotten the mustachioed Gardner Minshew. All these guys were available. If you could have one, who would it be?
Sam Darnold.
If you could pick Justin Fields versus all these guys, let's say if you could right now, Limits, God bless me. If you could right now for your team have Derek Carr or Justin Fields, who would you rather have?
Justin Fields.
You're out of your mind. Did I just read you this guy's numbers. You take Justin Fields?
I'm on the fence with that.
Double down.
I will. Justin Fields. I'm still not a big Derek Carr guy. I'm not. Because the body of work from Derek Carr is not very good.
I do agree
with
that.
And I realize that the Sam Darnold body of work isn't very good either, but I feel like he's finally in a good situation.
I just think that right now, Derek Carr's... And it's not like he's had a horrible career, by the way, either.
No.
Limitless wonder.
He's a very average quarterback.
No, he's about, in my opinion, he's guy's got 247 touchdowns against 108 interceptions.
He's played a long time.
In his career. He's had years of 32 touchdowns and 13 picks, 28-6.
He's also played on a team where they've trailed so many times in the Raiders, where they're constantly throwing the football and having to come back, throw for touchdowns.
25-8. He's a better quarterback than Justin Fields. I'd rather have Derek Carr. Would you rather have Sam Darnold right now or
yes.
Justin Fields?
I'd rather have Sam Darnold.
Did you call for the Steelers to go get him?
I did. They did not listen.
I'd like to congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
Would you rather have Baker Mayfield or Justin Fields?
I'd rather have Baker Mayfield.
Of course you would, and so would I, and so would everybody else.
I don't think that one's up for much discussion. And he was a free agent this year. They could have went out and got him.
He's been available for 4 years running. Baker Mayfield is a guy that some of us were calling for the Steelers to get a few years ago.
Yeah, right.
We all got pushed down. Oh, they're never going to do that. They would never bring in a guy like that. The Steelers, they don't do things like that. You're crazy. You're looking for headlines. You're a clickbait journalist. What are you talking about? I'm talking about Ben can barely walk anymore, and they're going to need a quarterback. And then I was talking about they took Kenny Pickett with the 20th pick, and he immediately turned into Duck Hodges after about a year. So they've needed a quarterback for a while. A lot of people, most people around here didn't think they were going to go out and get Justin Fields or Russell Wilson, let alone both, and blow up their entire quarterback room by getting rid of the three guys from last year. Stuff happens. They should have got Baker Mayfield when he was available and planned their future around him. Would have been unbelievable to have a guy like that around here and this defense. Now, Fields could still be that. He could still be that. So could Wilson. But I'd rather have Baker Mayfield. Would you rather have Gardner Minshew or Justin Fields?
I'd rather have Justin Fields. There's not much doubt about that one.
Interesting. I'd rather probably have Justin Fields, but I can't help but notice that Gardner Minshew does have 61 career touchdowns against 26 picks. Have you noticed that?
I don't think I had.
And he's played some good games against the Steelers. He's 2-0 against them with a passer rating well over 100. I want to see Justin Fields blossom. That's what I want to see. I want to see what happens when Justin Fields has to score points in a game to win. Then we're going to start to know whether Mike Tomlin's project here is going to work. Whether his love of Fields is justified going all the way back to the draft. I'm looking forward to that. I like watching Fields play. I mentioned this yesterday. If for no other reason, then every snap is an opportunity for something spectacular to happen. I like that. That's exciting. But I want to see, can he be a guy when they're down 10, when they're down 17, get it moving in the pass game? You know? Can he be a guy that engineers an explosive offense? What are you laughing at?
I'm reading some of these texts.
Let's hear them.
Counting the Joe sneezes today. Joe will be sick as a dog Friday night into Saturday. I said, how many sneezes? And he says, I believe 14. I went to the store, so maybe more.
I haven't sneezed once. I've cleared my throat 18 times.
Maybe that is being considered as a sneeze.
Zero sneezes.
George and Plum said, wow, Austin, you get as excited for Sam Darnold as you do when someone says Livy Dunn.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty funny.
So
Sam Darnold's my guy. I think he's pretty good.
I know.
Ever since he went to USC.
You've made that very clear. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Now I'm going to cough. I apologize. Say something, Limits.
God bless you.
I meant while I, or instead of me coughing.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking? Brought to you very kindly by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you very kindly, Mr. Hester.
Fan weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months. With approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High 77 today with cloudy skies. You're off to the volleyball match tonight. This is going to be in Crankulent. It's number one Pitt against number three Penn State. Crowd of 10,000 plus. I was told by a Pitt official it's expected to be a record volleyball crowd for Pitt. Man, this is great stuff. This is awesome. Where are you sitting? Do you know?
So it's general admission. So first come, first serve. Find a seat. So I'm going to try to get down there about an hour early, see where I can scope out a spot for me and a buddy of mine, Nick, that are McGurvey's going to the game. So but he asked me to go earlier this week, so I'm pumped.
Such a great sport. And at that level, I mean, those women are so talented. And they pound the ball. Pound it. If you got on a court, if you or I got on a court with them, we could be seriously injured
Correct.
By a hit. Seriously,
and I played.
Injured.
I played the sport.
You would be airlifted out of the peak.
I don't think
if
so.
If they just threw you in the game, you would be airlifted out.
I disagree with that.
Oh, okay. Tell me more.
Would I be digging the ball very well? Probably not.
You wouldn't be digging it at all.
I played back row in high school. I played high school volleyball. You know that.
You want to go here?
No, I don't. You're saying I'd be airlifted out.
You would.
If I was somebody who had never played the sport before and had no idea what was going on, maybe. But I've played the sport for 6 years in school, and then I continue to play it outside, and I continue to call games. I called a match last night. I'm going to call one tomorrow. Doing the PA.
One of those women cracks one right at you. You're leaving in a helicopter.
I'm not saying that there might not be a headshot involved that I wouldn't be able to get my hands up in time.
You played 6 years of volleyball?
Yes.
What position?
I played 7 years. I played 3 years
at St. E's,
and I played 4 years at Baldwin.
Were you a hitter?
I was a right side hitter, but I played more back row than hitting. My passing was better than my hitting because for whatever reason, I couldn't figure out how to snap on the ball and completely, you know, put force into it.
How was your serving?
My serving was honestly pretty good. I came in to serve a lot.
Well, I have a special list for you, Limitless Wonder.
Yes. Did you know Jack Kilgrove and I played volleyball together at Baldwin on the same team? That's how I met Jack.
Wow. What position did he play?
Same position as me. It was a competition from day one with Jack.
Any animosity involved? Any guy trying to undermine the other? Social media torture? Anything like that?
Jack did not take me under his wing. He threw me under the bus.
Wow. How about that?
We were, you know, Jack and I, it's funny because like a couple weeks before Jack graduated, he said to me like, we've had like our differences, but I've always liked you. I was just hard on you because we're so similar. We're both lefties. We're both big sports people. I like Jack a lot, but there was definitely a rivalry on the volleyball court, and it's funny to talk to him about it since.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So you and I should take a field trip to a concert. Are you ready for that, Lynn?
Yes, I am.
Here's some concerts. There's a story in the Post-Gazette today. More than 70 Pittsburgh concerts to check out this fall. I'm going to mention these, and you just give me I'd love to go or I'd hate to go.
Okay.
Or maybe I simply wouldn't go. You ready?
Yes.
I haven't heard of some of these. Among the concerts in September, Megadeth at Stage AE. Yes?
Considering the name of the band is Megadeth, I'll pass.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one. I'm not a real big heavy metal, if that describes them. Bachman-Turner Overdrive at the Palace Theater. The lead singer, Randy Bachman, is older than Ron. I have no interest in this. I'm sure if you played me a song by them, I might know it. I'm not going.
Are they related to Ethan Bach, who covers West Virginia athletics?
No, and they're not related to Johann Sebastian Bach either.
Then I don't want to go.
Or Johann Hedberg, for that matter. I don't even... Bare Naked Ladies?
Yes, the Bare Naked Ladies!
Do they do a concert every week in Pittsburgh? Yeah. Every week
no,
they're here.
No, you just hear the promo
they're
every
here.
Week.
They play more games than the Steelers.
They're going to be at Rivers Casino.
That's unbelievable.
Yes, we could go to that.
Yes, let's go to that. If I had $1 million... I like that song. How does it go?
Keep going.
You go. Next line.
I'd be rich. That's how it ends.
Well, that's how it ends.
Yeah.
We could sing along. See, this would be...
Don't they have the Big Bang Theory song? Isn't that them?
I don't know. I don't know what that song is.
Hmm.
Jelly Roll. Ever heard of him?
Yes, I have heard of Jelly Roll.
Oh, I thought it was
a
band.
He's a country singer with... He basically is like Post Malone with the tattoos, except country. Well, I guess Post Malone is also country now, too, but...
Why does he call himself Jelly Roll?
I don't know the answer to that, but he's definitely a big-time artist over the last couple of years.
No interest. That's at PPG. Wow. That guy's going to fill PPG paints or at least play there?
Yeah, Jelly Roll. He's gotten big.
Wow. No, I'm not going to that. Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters. Is this the same guy who was married to... Who was he married to? Angelina Jolie? Is that her name? Brad Pitt's ex-wife?
If
they're still
not
married? I thought he was an actor. Is this the same guy?
Who?
Billy Bob Thornton.
I think so, yeah.
Any interest? This is at... This is at Jurgles. Ron might come back for this.
Oh, yeah.
Ron might be back for this on October 8th. Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters at Jurgles. I actually would go to this.
I have a couple texts for you as well after you're done with the concerts.
Saying what?
Well, somebody said that City Limits would take Duck Hodges over Tom Brady with the quarterbacks that we were comparing with Justin Fields. Come on now. Somebody else said, the DEA is about to stop by the studio because you guys are smoking some serious crack if you want Derek Carr or Baker Mayfield. That's Doug from Moon.
No. Wait, why?
I don't
Baker
know.
Baker Mayfield?
I like Baker Carr.
Baker Mayfield has had a career that has been 1,000 times more impressive than Justin Fields, and he's a better quarterback right now.
This texter says, Joe, the drop-off from men's to women's volleyball is insane. Even little Austin would be fine out there. I don't want to say it's not insane, but there is a drop off in terms of how fast the ball is going and the speed of the game. The speed of the game is definitely quicker in men's.
Okay.
And the net's also higher.
Not boys high school compared to women's college.
Correct.
I don't think.
But people also saying, go get them, City Limits. Don't let Starkey get the better of you because he would be physically dominated out there on the court. Doesn't mind you would be. That's Pat from Hanover.
How about the Lemon Twigs at Thunderbird Music Hall?
Somebody else also said that Taking Care of Business is one of the main songs to listen to.
Taking Care? Yeah, I like that one. How about, I don't know who the Lemon Twigs are. How about the Mountain Goats at Mr. Small's Theater?
I don't know who they are. I prefer the Billy Goats.
Yeah. How about Billie Eilish?
Billie Eilish. You know who Billie Eilish is. Can you name one Billie Eilish song?
No, how about Rick Springfield at Rivers Casino? I've done
Jesse's
everything
girl?
For limits.
Rick Springfield is Jesse's girl,
me.
Right?
What?
He sings Jesse's girl, right?
Yes, let's go.
I would go to that.
October 19th, Rivers Casino. I'll bring my wife and you can bring your girl. Well, I'll bring my wife and all three of us can go.
What were you going to say exactly?
We got to get you a girlfriend, Limits.
Yeah, you know we do.
All right.
You know, we do. I got to say,
let's do this in the next couple weeks.
I haven't really
tried.
Anybody
out there has a girlfriend, an extra girlfriend, or they know of, They know of somebody.
Really? That's your proposal?
Who could.
Anybody have a girlfriend they just want to dump? Anybody just pass her off to somebody? Pass her off to
this guy needs
limits?
A girlfriend. Let's set him up here. Let's make this our mission as a listener group and a show over the next 2 weeks. Have you been on a date lately?
No, not really.
All right.
You know how busy I am. I haven't really been trying. Would I like to? Sure.
Yeah.
I have a lot of girls that are friends.
I know. Billy Ocean.
Maybe that's my problem.
Dan Tolliver. Iron Maiden.
Don Tolliver's good.
A Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, the Dave Matthews Band. My cousins love the Dave Matthews Band.
No interest.
Yeah.
Steel Panther. The Jesus Lizard. What the hell is that? What is that? Is that a person? A band? What is it? Mariah Carey? Or Justin Timberlake? What?
We just got a text. You and I just got a text from a buddy of mine. Also, a friend of mine saying, Starkey's wild for saying all this about you on my own personal text line. Now, Ben Tenuta's texting me. You are blowing up my phone by this very topic.
On which topic? You need a girlfriend?
The girlfriend topic. And me getting blown up in the face by a volleyball.
Good.
My buddy Matt from
like
church
that.
Just texted in sneak peek at practice yesterday. Rest in peace, Austin. He has a picture of practice at Pitt yesterday.
Oh, you'd get killed. But more importantly, you need a girlfriend before we go to a concert. So let's all get to work here. Blind dates are fine. Anything's fine at this point for limits. Would you agree?
I would not agree to those terms. There's got to be some stipulations.
Did I do fan weather?
Yes.
All right, have a good night, buddy.
Yeah, goodbye. Well, I see you at the game tonight.
Possibly.
It's number one Pitt volleyball against number three Penn State at 7 o'clock at the Peterson Event Center. More at 93.7thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. PM team next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever.
Of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.